My name is Anthony Hritz. I was born on February 5th, 1988. I did not grow up in Clareton. I grew up about 15 minutes away, so not very far, but, you know, a completely different dynamic. I didn't grow up in a town like this where everything was real close and there were shops. I kind of grew up near a farm where there was a lot of woods and it was very quiet and peaceful. I grew up with a brother that was 2 years older than me, and he was very athletic, and I was somewhat athletic, not so much anymore, but I kind of got forced to play sports with him because, you know, parents don't want to have one brother doing one thing and the other one sitting at home because he was going to babysit. So they figured they would just send me with him. So I played baseball for 6 years growing up. I played soccer for 5 years. I played ice hockey for 3 years. I played volleyball in high school. I think the only sport I did not play is football. I don't really like football. I used to play basketball, you know, outside in front of my house a lot growing up in the summertime. So I would say sports did keep me entertained a lot growing up. It isn't something I do often now. I'll play deck hockey every once in a while, but it's very seldom. I went to California University of Pennsylvania, and I am currently in college again to get my master's in education, and it's really busy being a full-time teacher and also being in college. The biggest struggle I had to face in my life was about 6 months before I was student teaching. So while I was a senior in college, my mom passed away pretty suddenly, and I had a real tough time continuing to go to college and kind of keeping my grades up and, you know, just caring about a lot of things that was going on in life. You know, like, the hardest point of my life academically also ended up being the hardest point of my life psychologically, and that was a really big struggle. And I ended up overcoming it because I just kept thinking what was important in life was not to give up on my responsibilities as a student and as trying to be a graduating teacher, and not to fail my mother who just passed away by giving up on my responsibilities. I still do struggle a little bit with it to this day, but I keep myself busy by going back to school, and I just never forget that, you know, even if you're struggling, it's really important not to give up on what you're responsible for. It's not okay to just abandon everything in life just because you're struggling with something. I wasn't pressured to go to college. You know, I didn't know anybody that was a teacher that was close to me. You know, I had no one pushing me through. I just kind of looked at what people before me did and decided I didn't want to be that way. So in order to not be that way, I had to go to school, get good grades, get a good job. I did not really grow up with a role model. I had a lot of relatives, and some of them did not make the greatest choices. And instead of having someone I looked up to say, like, I want to be like that person, I kind of looked at, you know, people that came before me and looked at some of their mistakes they may have made, and I kind of tried to do the opposite. I would say my goal was to graduate college and get a job and teach. That's still my goal, and, you know, I still work hard to keep my job for next year, but I am still in college to get my master's in education, and now my goal in life is to continue with school and get my PhD in education so I can go on to be a college professor so I can teach education to people who want to be teachers. And now, like, the reason why I want to do that is I love teaching kids, and I think there are right ways to do it and there are wrong ways to do it. I would say it doesn't matter what you want to do as long as what you want to do helps people and is a legitimate means of life. I would say, as advice, stay out of trouble, first and foremost. And my second piece of advice would be always stay in school, get good grades, work hard, never give up your determination or motivation in life. Pick a goal, pick what you want to be when you grow up, and work hard to achieve it. You can pick what you want to be now when you're in fifth grade. You know, I wanted to be a rock star when I was in fifth grade, and I write music still to this day, but I know I changed my life plans after high school, and I set a new goal, and I stuck to it, and I completed it, and I did a really good job at doing it. And so I'm a young teacher now who has a good job and gets to interact with you guys every day and kind of help you guys go through a tough area and a tough moment in your life. So my advice would be work hard, pick a goal, stick to it, and achieve it.